Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, they are underway at the Harris Chain after a one-day delay, and that means Championship Monday, which means job productivity amongst fishing fans will be down on Monday for sure. In the meantime, John Cruz joins us today to discuss the Autism Awareness Initiative that he is involved in, and Drew McNutt from the Casting and Catching charity event at Gunnersville will also join us as they have raised nearly $1.5 million in 9 years for children's hospital in Birmingham. But first, in the Rapala Winner's Circle, Chris Johnson, not the Canadian, the Arkansan, who won the nation qualifier, and his story is amazing. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And, you know, we get the Nation guys in. You know, we got to get the Nation guys in there. Of course, next week in the Rapala Winner's Circle, we'll have our Harris Chain winner. And then the following week, the St. John's winner. But it was like... Chris Johnson, not it's Chris Johnson, not Chris Johnston, the Canadian Elite Series angler that just won that no forward facing sonar, no 360 thing. This is Chris Johnson of Arkansas who won the Mercury Bass Nation qualifier at the Arkansas River presented by Lowrance. He is an Arkansas guy, and I guess it's ironic that Chris Johnson won this Bass Nation qualifier with virtually no electronics, the modern electronics, and Chris Johnston was fishing in that event in Georgia. So joining us now in Arapahoe Winner's Circle is Chris Johnson. And Chris, welcome in. Congratulations on your win, man.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on here. It's been pretty wild for the last couple of days.
Yeah, I would guess it would be. And I mean, first of all, street cred for you, right? I mean, this is your Arkansas River. You're an Arkansas guy. You're an Oopig Suey kind of guy. And so I suppose a little bit of pressure to, you know, to kind of look good on your own body of water, right?
Yeah, it's probably too much pressure, actually. I usually get a little nervous on these tournaments that are close to home because I know the water, and, you know, I know a lot of those guys that I was fishing against. So, you know, you got to bring it. You know what they're going to bring. So, yeah, there's always some nerves going into those and pressure to do well.
Yeah. And, you know, with the win, you're qualified now to fish the 2024 Mercury Bass Nation Championship presented by Lowrance. That'll be at Grand Lake of the Cherokees in November 6th through the 8th, where the Bassmaster Classic was. And that's a body of water that you have experience on as well. So, you know, you got to feel pretty good about your chances going into that.
Yeah, I really do. You know, it's one of those lakes I've fished a lot. I've tournament fished it a lot and, you know, kind of understand the dynamics over there. So really looking forward to that event and hopefully it'll go well.
All right. So I buried the lead a little bit here. The story behind you and your equipment is fascinating. Let's start with the boat and motor. Tell our listeners now what you're running for a boat and motor.
Well, my boat is a 1986 Ranger 390B, which is a 19-foot model, and I have a 1987 Mercury 200 horse, and it is a carburetor engine, not a EFI or anything like that, just an old-school carb engine, and that's what I run on there.
Now, have you had that boat for the entirety of this nearly 30 years, 28 years or so? I mean, was that like your rig back in the 80s, or did you buy this thing used?
I bought it used, but I have a long family history with this boat, and it's kind of funny. I was able to buy it, me and my wife, a number of years back, and there was a gentleman that my dad had tournament fished with when I was a kid, and his name was Hewlin Nations, and he was kind of a guru out in this area. And he was on the Ranger Pro staff, so he got new Rangers every few years, and this was the last new boat that he bought from Ranger in 1986. And I remember being a 15-year-old boy when it rolled into the driveway, and I got to stand there and look at it, you know, dreaming of being a tournament angler. And here was this beautiful boat in front of me. And I actually got to fish out of it quite a lot. When my dad couldn't go or had to work, Hewlin would take me sometimes with him. And so I had a lot of history with this boat. And Hewlin sadly passed away a few years back, and we were able to purchase the boat, and I took it and made it mine, and it has been a special rig for us.
I mean, and you know, my first bass boat was an 83 Ranger 375V with a Merc on it. Now, did your engine come complete with the blue smoke? I mean, because you got to have the blue smoke. That's what they blow a lot of it. You know, all those years, those carburetor engines blow a lot of, you know, burning that oil.
Yeah, absolutely. Mine you're going to get some TCW3 for you in the morning if you're running this rig. So, and I love it. So
it is tremendous. Now, just because it's an older boat doesn't mean that you can't have all the new fancy electronics. So I'm sure on the front you're running 2-3 Lowrance graphs, down imaging, side imaging, forward imaging, live imaging, everything else, right? I'm sure you're covered up with all the electronics you can stand.
Yeah, I absolutely am not. Up on the front, I have it's probably an 80s model, a 2230 Lowrance flasher on the bow, and I have a LDT 3001 Lowrance surface temp gauge right there beside it, and that's what I have for the bow.
That is absolutely tremendous. And so do you think these young guns that are all, you know, dialed into the forward facing, do you think they could read a flasher? Do you think they know what's going on when they see the flasher going around and around?
No. I've had some guys at local jackpots and stuff walk by and go, "What's that thing do?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just, it's not being derogatory. It's almost like bewilderment of how that could function, you know, so.
Well, but let's be honest. You probably only need it to make sure you're not going to hit the bottom or something, right? I mean, I imagine that it sounded like the way your setup is, I would imagine that you're fishing pretty shallow, right? You would be a consummate power fisherman, I would think.
You know, I absolutely am. I am a shallow water guy. And, you know, ironically, I do, you know, I always have my flasher on and I'm always paying attention to it. You know, little slight depth changes make such a huge difference in shallow water. And, you know, I think a lot of people discount shallow water as, you know, you don't even have to worry about the depth, but I pay attention to it all the time. Even in that, you know, 1 foot difference is a big thing in a 3 feet of water. So, yes, I am a power fisherman. I like to fish shallow, and I like to power fish and, you know, make flip, throw a spinnerbait, buzzbait, those type of things. It's kind of ironic though. My dad, I grew up deep water fishing and using a flasher to fish out deep structure as a kid. I learned to deep fish before I learned to shallow fish. And, you know, that's how we did it. We used paper graphs and a flasher and triangulate and set out there. And I just brought all that to the shore and used it in my power fishing shallow. And it's really worked well for me.
Chris Johnson with us here talking about his win at the Bass Nation event on the Arkansas River. And it gets even better because the jigs that you're throwing, the spinnerbaits that you're throwing, you actually make. Is that correct, that you make this stuff yourself?
Yes, I do. I been building lures for myself for a long time, but I have my own little small tackle company, and every bass I weighed in that tournament came on a jig that I built or a spinnerbait that I built. Myself by Arkansas Custom Tackle.
Give the name of it again and where people can find this stuff, because, you know, we got a lot of tackle freaks that are listening to the show right now and they might want to grab your jig. I saw the video that you did recently that was on YouTube, that the beautiful black and blue jig setup that you have. That's a good looking jig. Tell people exactly the name of the company and where they can find this stuff if they want to buy it, and you better get building them because they might be snapping them up.
Yeah, it's Arkansas Custom Tackle, and the only thing I have right now is you can just go to our Facebook page, Arkansas Custom Tackle, and you can message us there and ask questions or anything like that. We're just a little small company. I do a lot of just somebody sends me a message and we build them a bait, or you can ask about a bait that we're building. And we're also available in quite a few local tackle stores in my area as well.
All right, that's good stuff. Chris Johnson with us here. All right, just to finish the electronics side of this deal, up on the, in the cockpit now, what are you running electronic-wise in the cockpit?
I've got a pair of older Lowrance HDS units. I have an 8 that I use a standard map chip in, and then I have a 7 right beside it that I have just one-dimensional graphing on, no side imaging, no down scan. None of that. And then I have a Lowrance 1248 flasher in the console.
All right, that's good stuff. And by the way, he's bringing back a fashion statement. He has brought back the vest with the patches. I'm talking about sewn-on patches on the vest. You got to love this thing. This guy is old school can get. Well, Chris, congratulations on the win. Man, I can't tell you how much I'm pulling for you now when you get to Cherokee or when you get to Grand Lake, pulling for you to make it to the Classic with that boat. I want to see that in Texas next year at the Classic. Appreciate you, man, and good luck the rest of the way.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and maybe we'll see you at the Classic.
Maybe we'll see you at the Classic. That's Chris Johnson. That is just fantastic. All right, we're going to break it here. When we come back, Drew McNutt will join us next. One of the biggest charity events in the country happens on Gunnersville next week. We'll tell you about that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man.
If you overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, I love talking about this event. Every year we participate in it, and I love talking about the casting and catching event that takes place on Gunnersville Lake. And, man, people are coming in now from all over the region to fish this event. It benefits the Children's of Alabama, the Pediatric and Congenital Heart Center of Alabama. This is the 9th annual event. They've raised over $1 million, and Bass supports this thing, which is really, really cool. And there's been a number of guys, whenever the opportunity presents itself, there's been a number of elite guys that have fished in it as well. And joining us now to talk about it is Drew McNutt. He's on the VMC hook. Drew, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Looking forward to next weekend, casting and catching once again at beautiful Lake Gunnersville. And can you believe it's been 9 years already?
You know, really, it's really amazing to look back and see how time has just flown by, and the impact, the instant impact that this event has had, and just seeing all those things that come together and make what it has made. Yes, I mean, just 9 years that we have had this event, and it continues to get bigger and better, and we just appreciate everybody's support in the response to that.
Now, the deal is sold out for this year, 200 boats pre-registered, and you never know when you're running something like this. I'm involved in a number of charity events and golf tournaments and fishing tournaments and stuff, and you're always nervous, right? You're always like, what if nobody wants to show up? And it's just got to be so cool that you had this thing 10 days or so, from the tournament, you had this thing totally sold out. I mean, what an amazing response, and you got people coming from everywhere.
We do, and it really is amazing to see all the support that we've had and kind of how the word has gotten out. We are the largest charity fishing tournament in the nation. As you mentioned beforehand, $1.1 million has been raised to this point in 8 years. And so this year, we're going to be surpassing $200,000. So hopefully we can cut the next million in half for the time that it took us the first time. But really, I mean, we have anglers from Missouri that are signed up. We have anglers from Tennessee, Kentucky, and Chattanooga area Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi. So pretty much the whole Southeast. We continue to grow, and we just thank everyone that has gotten us to this point.
Well, certainly the draw to Fish Gunnersville is part of it, but the draw to help out the Pediatric and Congenital Health Arts Center of Alabama is the big winner in this deal. And you're looking to set a record this year. It could exceed $200,000 in 1 year. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it's hard to say that 1 year is better than the other. But one thing is for sure that people are continuing to believe in our mission and our passion. And one thing's for sure with this too, also, Tom, is, you know, this money that's raised with our fishing tournament here in Jackson County in Scottsboro, Alabama, on Lake Gunnersville, that 100% of that money goes to the Pediatric Congenital Heart Center at Children's of Alabama. But it just doesn't stop there, because of the research that's been done with our doctors at Children's of Alabama has not only proved to be nationwide, but it's also proved to be used worldwide. And that research has already helped save the lives of hundreds of kids around the world with CHD, congenital heart disease. And that's the magnitude of starting one little small fishing tournament 9 years ago and continue to make this large impact across the world.
And this is something that was begun because of an impact on your own life, right?
That's correct. Our son Andrew was born in 2014 with a major congenital heart defect called truncus arteriosus. And all of our families that are involved, four families total that are involved, with starting this event. And all of our sons were born with CHD. And one thing that we try to do, our mission and our passion and our why, is we want congenital heart disease to research and funding. We want kids to be able to be born to hopefully one day, you know, just reverse the effects of CHD and be able to say that, hey, look, look how far we've come in this many years with all the advances. But it's so grossly underfunded, Tom. And that's what you look at, a lot of different medical conditions, and there's a lot of money thrown at it and that sort of thing. But CHD gets really overlooked. And that's part of our mission and passion, because CHD affects 1 in 100 live births. Mm-hmm. And that is a larger number than any other medical condition. But a lot of times it doesn't get the spotlight. So we're continuing to do that and working with other organizations such as the Brett Boyer Foundation, Bo and Ellen Boyer, and just trying to move the needle on this and be able to take what we're doing and how we're doing it and be able to take the life experiences of us and our families and be able to help the next one, the next grandchild or the next child that is born with CHD.
Drew McNutt with us from the Catching and Catching Charity Golf or Fishing Tournament that will take place in Gunnersville coming up next Saturday, a week from this weekend. And Bass's involvement in this, I mean, they've helped out all along. It's a first-class weigh-in. The Bass trailer, the same one we use on the Bassmaster Open Series, is used there. And everything is done in a first-class manner for this deal as well. And that, I think, means a lot to the fishermen. That's the reason why they keep coming back.
We can't do it without the support of Bass. Chase Anderson, CEO and owner of Bassmaster, has just been so incredibly charged behind what we're doing, and he and I are friends personally, and so he's kind of walked through us, you know, with this journey, and kind of seen how it's grown. And former CEO Bruce Aiken started with us and has really just committed the resources that they have to be able to make our event first class. And I think, you know, when you look at that and you think about all of that, it's not just first class of the presenting side of it. It's first class what happens behind the scenes with fish care, with running it the right way, with having all the proper resources and materials to do that. And then that's what people remember. They remember first impressions and lasting impressions about what they, you know, do when they fish, and they want to make sure that, hey, I want to enjoy myself. And we really try to do that. We try to think of every possible thing to make the enjoyment and the experience the greatest for the anglers.
Now, I know Bruce threatened a number of years to fish in the thing. He was not a fisherman before he got involved with Bassmaster and became a fisherman. But what about the boss now? What about Mr. Anderson? Can we get him to fish this thing or what? Has he fished it yet in the past?
Chase is not. We're hoping to get him here. We've talked about in the past with his schedule. Obviously, he's a very busy man. But maybe for the 10th year next year.
Maybe
Mr. Chase Anderson's here at Scottsboro, Alabama, Lake Gunnersville Goose Pond Colony Resort, and fishing our event. We would certainly love to see that. And you mentioned a number of bass guys that have been here in the past, and from Chris, Corey Johnston, Lee Livesey, one of Lee Livesey's big sponsors, Zeus Logistics, is our grand prize sponsor. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dustin Stromsness, who is a good friend, and he puts up $15,000 for the grand prize, and just a lot of guys that have continued to support this. And you think about Bassmaster Classic champion Randy Howell, who is a big supporter and has been with us since day one in the ground. Mm-hmm. Is a great personal friend of Jody and I's, and all that support in the fishing community. You know, the fishing community is a very close knit community, Tom, and I know that you know that, and very, very supportive. And hopefully, you know, we continue that support and just continue to not only make people proud about what we do and how we do it, it's the fact that we're helping people in the process.
Yeah, and Randy and I will be handling the MC duties at the weigh-in as well. We're going to give Mercer a run for his money. You know, one of these years, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drag Mercer down and get him out of Canada. One of these years, we'll get him like where he's in between tournaments and he's in the region, and we'll have Mercer do our weigh-in. How cool would that be?
That would be really cool. We've actually had two Canadians, Chris and Corey Johnson.
Yeah.
Fish the tournaments, but we need a third Canadian. We need Mercer here too. But that would be quite exciting if you've never experienced the day Mercer weigh in.
Yeah.
Of course, he does an absolutely incredible job with what he does day in and day out with Elite Series.
That's April 20th is the date of the event, the casting and catching event. And by the way, folks are invited to come on down. The tournament is sold out in terms of fishermen, but there's all kinds of activities, our own little outdoor expo that'll be taking place during the event right there, Goose Pond Colony. And one of the great stretches of Gunnersville Lake, they call it the Miracle Mile area of Gunnersville Lake. That area is always so good. And oh, by the way, last year, we dropped 30 pounds, almost 31 pounds on the scale to win this thing. I mean, these guys are hammers that fished this tournament.
That's right. I was just looking back at the results from last year, and 30 pounds, 11 ounces. They weren't guides on the lake. They don't spend a whole lot of time on the lake, but they came across the right school, and anybody can pull up on them. I mean, it's Lake Gunnersville. Anything can happen. And the very next cast could be a 10 pounder. You never know. So it certainly is one of the best lakes in the country and really in the world. And the city of Scottsboro, Goose Pond Colony, has been just absolutely incredible for our event and just really treating us first class and just being a homegrown event right here on Lake Gunnersville. Mm-hmm. That has impacted the ripples, kind of like throwing a rock. You know, when it makes ripples in the water, where do those ripples end? Well, really with our event, you know, it just continues to go. We're just so excited. And you mentioned about the festivities. We actually have a kids fun zone. If you have your kids in and around the area or grandkids in and around the area that want to come, we have Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is title sponsoring our kids fun zone. So that'll be from 12 to 2 on Saturday, leading all the way up to weigh-in. There'll be bouncy houses and catfish tanks they can fish out of. And we have balloon making, face painting. So a lot of stuff for everybody to do, and then stick around for the weigh-in, because I promise you, you'll see some mega bags that come across the stage.
No doubt about it. Drew McNutt has been our guest. Drew, I appreciate you so much and look forward to seeing you next week.
Tom, thank you for everything you do for us. You have just been so gracious to us for so many years, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for everything that you represent. And we are very excited to see everybody. And once again, if you're a fisherman, you did get in this year, look for us next year. We'll be back for our 10th year.
It's my honor to be a part of it. That is for sure. All right, Drew, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, we'll get a break in here. And when we return, John Cruz talking about what an initiative he is a big part of for autism. And that is next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. and we'll even throw in some free gifts.
It's your boy Seth Fighter, and I'm going to give you my picks for the Rapala Fantasy Fishing.
That's kind of where my picks are going, guys who are good little electronics.
Got a lot of experience. I think he led a day or two last year.
Post-spawn fish that are a little bit finicky. They've been, you know, hit pretty hard through the storm. They wanted to feed up.
But in bucket A, there was one name that jumped out on that list. Me!
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. The segment of the show is brought to you by the fine folks at Lake Hartwell and visit Anderson. It is an unbelievable lake that is fishing so well. It's been fishing great now for several years, really, and it fishes big. And in Anderson, South Carolina, it's just so beautiful. I mean, it's, the whole area is absolutely gorgeous, and I love taking my wife with me whenever I go to Anderson. I'll be there this fall for a Bassmaster Open event there, and they have so many great tournaments, and the lake continues to hold up and do a tremendous job. And joining us now to talk about Autism Awareness Month and the reboot of the Elite Season, which, of course, is underway right now at the Harris Chain, is the one and only John Cruz. And yes, he is, of course, the Missile Baits guy as well. John, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Tom?
I am fantastic. I mean, you love going down to Hartwell, right? That's not too far for you coming out of Virginia, going down to South Carolina. Yeah, and those people are so great down there.
I heard you talking about that coming out of the break. And man, I love Hartwell. It is so big. It's 50,000 acres, but it fishes like it's 80,000. It can gobble up 300 boats, and you don't even hardly know that they're there. It's really, really a cool place. I enjoy fishing there, but there's probably one place I enjoy fishing, at least my record proves otherwise, is St. John's River, which we got coming up.
Yeah, well, I mean, they named it after you, right? So, it's just naturally, you should have great success there, and you have had great success there. You've caught some big fish on camera there as well. And before we get to Autism Awareness Month, let's talk about that a little bit. You know, you probably are pretty happy that they hit the pause button here after Texas. This was not the start that you wanted to have, in Texas, and now you begin to dig yourself out of this hole that you're in.
Yeah, you might go as far as to say that my first two tournaments totally sucked. so, yeah, it just won, it's a long season. I can't let those first two tournaments, define the rest of my year. And I just, basically fishing one tournament at a time, one day at a time kind of deal. And, most people that don't fish week-long Elite Series style tournaments, a lot of your success can come after a good or bad practice strategy. Now it doesn't totally dictate it, but sometimes when you have a bad practice strategy, you're kind of limited unless you get unbelievably lucky. Mm-hmm. So I'm just making sure that I'm having productive practices, putting myself in the right areas, one tournament at a time. And that's why we're looking at, the Harris Chain and and the St. John coming up here, you know, we're back to back on these events.
Yeah, and I would imagine, I mean, it's hard not to peek ahead to the St. John's. It's been an ATM machine for you there. I mean, the last time you guys were there, of course, you got the victory there. You have had, I think 2020, you finished second there. I think 2019, you finished, you know, top, you were, I think, fifth there. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the St. John's has been outstanding. I'm shocked that you don't have a home down there by now. I figure by now you'd have built a home in Palatka because that place there has been tremendous for your career.
Oh man, yeah. If money was no object, yeah, I would have a little spare place down there in probably just south of Palatka there somewhere. That place is just there's so much history at the St. John's River. I think it's a fascinating place to fish. You know, we've had the no eelgrass situation down there for 5 or 6 years now. From what I understand, this is like the longest spell of having no eelgrass on the river. And long story short, they need a drought down there to get that river low, and I think that will help it come back. They've had nothing but high water since in this year's high water again. So hopefully they can get them a drought year to help save the St. John's for the eelgrass. But man, it still produces tons of big fish. It still has a good number of fish. Not anywhere the numbers like it can have. So hopefully we can put together a good event. It's going to be a little bit different being that it's later in April this year.
Yeah.
So I think you'll see more guys catching more fish. You'll see some offshore strategies coming into play, more topwater coming into play. Still going to be some betting fish. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch for the fans, in my opinion.
I always thought, John Cruz with us here, I always thought that it would be a fascinating place for a classic. I know there's a lot that goes into a classic, but with its proximity to Jacksonville and so on, and of course the Florida fishing fans are tremendous as well. It would be kind of neat.
Tom, I'm gonna stop you right there. Stop you right there. You need to get on that immediately.
I mean, doesn't absolutely. That make sense? I mean, a classic at the St. John's River. I mean, you know, it seems like it would be. But you got to make it, okay? You got to make the classic and make sure that John Cruz is in that classic if it happens. Do you worry about, you have such great history there. You know, we've heard guys talk about fishing history, and it's hard not to go to some of the spots where, you know, you've done well. I fished a local tournament here just a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even in practice go to some of the places where I knew I had success, and then I couldn't stop myself from going to those places once the tournament was on. Do you find that sometimes is a hindrance, or is that a good thing that you have these good vibes about certain places, even though it was a different lake maybe, you know, when you were there in 2019 or 2020 or 2022 even?
You know, experience on a body of water, I think there is a point of diminishing returns, but you need to have enough, and then you need to use it properly. And you can absolutely, when you have success on a body of water, you can absolutely fall in that rut of trying to duplicate the success you had previously, which can be a major problem. But this is going to be totally different. And I always was fishing a big mix of new water every event. And I feel like I've almost run out of new water in like the largest section, basically from Astor to Palatka. So I'm going to take a hard look north of Palatka, which I've never fished north of Palatka, which there's another 50, 60 miles to fish north of Palatka towards Jacksonville.
And then, you know, the Harris chain this week has been tough on the guys. And this is a place that has been really, really good for a while. Now, it was not good for a long time, you know, back in the day. And then it came back with the grass and everything else. And it was just such a beautiful place. One of my favorite places in the whole world is that Dora Canal. I mean, I love just going through the Dora Canal, you know, going to Lake Dora. But it's just gorgeous.
You see the little gnome village in there.
The gnome village and all of those properties in there. And I'm like, when is somebody going to buy up every three lots here and build homes on this? These people have no idea what the value maybe of that property is. But you know, we have this ongoing battle between lakeside owners, their attitude about grass and the fishery and its, you know, need for the grass. And it seems like that's a constant battle on so many of these waters. and you just hate to see the way that some of this grass is managed, and it sometimes, you know, turns some of these lakes, especially in Florida, shallow water lakes, into mud pits. You know, they're nothing more than a big puddle if they don't have grass to filter that, you know, to filter that water. Have you kind of seen that there?
The wild thing is what, like, just take a look at Apopka. You know, Lake Apopka was basically
Dead Sea.
The most toxic, the most yeah. nasty lake in the entire state of Florida. Visibility was literally 1 inch. And it's a big lake. It's the biggest lake on the whole chain. However many years ago, maybe 10 or so years ago, they had an initiative to restore Lake Apopka. They, you know, planted all kind of vegetation, and it really started taking off. The water got clear. It got beautiful. All of a sudden, they're catching more fish and more fish. And then, boom, they were just, 30-pound stringers.
Yeah.
Pretty regularly. And it was, you know, like, one of the best fisheries. I'm talking, like, 2 years ago in the state of Florida. And now they have apparently killed a lot of the grass. And there's, you know, a whole muck sediment. There's still a lot of the fish left over that were flourishing in that grass. But it is just not what it once was. Why they would spray all that grass when they took all the time and energy and money to restore the lake, I have no idea. And that, you know, one of the biggest coves in Harris that was, you know, super productive last time we were here, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, Banana Cove.
That you can find a little bit of grass in there, but that has been, they killed all that grass. And that's an issue that hopefully they can get figured out, because, man, this place has so much potential to grow huge bass and just tons of them. The second biggest bass I ever caught was on Lake Griffin years ago in one of the Bassmaster events. So it's a really, really cool place that can grow some big fish if they would just figure out the right mix of vegetation and not nuking it.
No doubt about it. John Cruz with us. All right, April is Autism Awareness Month, and you, along with your company, Missile Baits, have got something really cool going on. Explain to us a little bit about that and how folks can get involved and get a great trip and help out the folks with in autism awareness.
Sure. You know, so from a number of years ago, I mean, I guess it was 12 or more years now, a guy named Eli Delaney, friend, he has a son that's autistic. He really wanted to push the autism campaign in the bass fishing world. So he opened my eyes to it. We've kind of run with it. Everybody, Bassmaster, the Elite Pros, other tours. There's all kind of autism awareness, tournaments, benefit tournaments, all kind of awesome things that are happening now. You know, since we've been kind of pounding that drum every April. And when I say we, I mean, it's a collective effort between myself, Bassmaster, all the other pros. It's really not, you know, one person, you know, Dave Mercer, you know, helping facilitate things. Everybody has a voice that's associated with Bassmaster, and they've all jumped on board to really help us. And this year is a little bit different because, you know, for years and years, we have really focused on just raising awareness and raising some funds to help for various autism charities. This year, we're going to do that again, but we're also going to kind of feature the caretakers because, you know, I think it's around a quarter of all people on the spectrum, autistic people on the spectrum, require basically 24/7 support. You know, they can't live on their own, that kind of stuff. And the caretakers really bear that burden, and it's they need to be rewarded. So I've partnered with a company called Winners Travel Foundation. They give away vacations basically to pretty much anywhere that somebody wants to go. And this year we're giving away two trips for autism caretakers that are going to go anywhere in the continental United States that they want to go, and the Winners Travel Foundation will put them up, and we're on missilebaits.com on the website there. You should be able to find where the link is to nominate somebody. You can nominate yourself, but you can also nominate somebody that you know of And we got a panel of people that are going to kind of go through those nominations and, you know, reward some of those caretakers that that need to be rewarded.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Just go to missilebaits.store, missilebaits.com, and you can learn more about it. And we've seen on Bassmaster Live so many of the boats with the autism puzzle piece fish logo on there to raise the awareness as well. It's very, very cool. I'm going to get myself one of those. Right now, when we wrap up, I'm going to make my donation, make sure I get one, and put it on the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix as well. John Cruz has been our guest. John, we appreciate you. Good luck in Florida, man. Get this thing pointed in the right direction.
Yes, sir. One day at a time, one bass at a time. We're gonna try to do it and see if we can't do something fun again on the St. John.
It will happen as well, I'm sure. All right, John, appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me on.
We'll get a break, come back, and wrap it up next. Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Hey, gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com. Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
And welcome back for the final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro, loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes post. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit MinnKota.JohnsonOutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. And speaking of Minn Kota, the new Ultrex Quest trolling motors combine the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Now it's time for the Omnia fishing lake conditions at the Harris Chain, where the elites are this week. Right now, lake temps are in the mid-70s throughout all of the lake on the shallow water fishery. The Navionics Lake Contour feature on the Omnia Lake app tells us that deep is a relative term down there, with the deepest spots around 15 feet. Water clarity seems pretty stable right now, but there is definitely not as much grass in the lake as in years past. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. OmniaPro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and a 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.